Message number 964. Mother of Salvation, salvation is yours only through reconciliation with God. Sunday, November 10, 2013 at 15:20. My dear child, my role as Mother of Salvation is to remind you of all that I have told you down through the centuries. Love one another as my son loves you. Show compassion for everyone and especially for those who persecute you. Listen to what I revealed to visionaries at La Salette and Fatima and study them in great detail. Very little of what I instructed was carried out by you. My warnings were dismissed and the consequences of ignoring what was given to you will now become a reality. When heaven reveals messages to humanity, it is like communicating to a large stone fortress. Some of my revelations seeped through and were followed. Many were simply discarded by those of little faith, and the fortress became impenetrable against the intervention from heaven given to you to increase your faith and to keep you safe in God's arms. My role as co-redemptrix means that my power against the devil has been strengthened in a way that has not been granted to me by God before. So now is the time when all devotion to me will be carefully dismissed by the enemies of my son. When veneration to me is rushed through and when the request to safeguard countries against communism is twisted, then my wishes will not have been carried out. I will from now on be a rarity in the official patronage normally afforded me the Mother of God in my son's churches on earth. My power against the beast will be avoided by the removal of my image, my Holy Rosary and other devotions to me from many Catholic churches. Then the temples of God will remove all traces of my son Jesus Christ in preparation for the beast who will come and sit on the throne in the highest temple of God. Then the true meaning of reconciliation with Jesus Christ will be adapted when they will say that it is no longer necessary to ask God to forgive you for your sins if you lead a good life. People will start to believe in their own views as to what makes them good in the eyes of God. But you must never ever forget that salvation, a gift to every single sinner in the world, can never become theirs unless they ask God to forgive them first. This is the kernel of the covenant which was gained for the human race by my son's death on the cross. Jesus Christ won for the world the salvation from sin and the gift of eternal life. In order to receive this gift, you must ask God to forgive you for your sins. Salvation is yours only through reconciliation with God. Your beloved Mother, Mother of Salvation.